This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 268 for Tuesday, February 13th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Tuesday, although activity was choppy, with values moving within a wide range. The nearby March contract, trading to both sides of unchanged in a $9 range, lacking any clear direction, although the bias decidedly higher at the close. The March contract up $4.50 at $595.50 per ton. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, down about 0.75 cents now, provided support, although any attempt at moving higher was countered by the large amounts of unpriced canola overhanging the market. Chicago soy oil is up on the day while beans were down. Activity in the U.S. was mixed, with losses in soybeans and wheat and a steadier tone in corn. Monthly U.S. inflation data beat expectations, with consumer prices up by 3.1% in January on an annual basis. While the CPI cooled to its lowest reading since June, average pre-report guesses had been lower, and the data was seen as adding to ideas the U.S. Federal Reserve would be unlikely to cut interest rates anytime soon, and that weighed on the grains and oilseeds. Soybeans also possibly due for a correction after yesterday's gains, the March contract ending 6 cents lower at $11.86 per bushel. The advancing Brazilian soybean harvest remained another bearish influence, but anecdotal reports continued to point to disappointing yields after an adverse growing season, and many private analysts have been lowering their production estimates. Soybeans in Argentina are still in their filling stage, with good rains in the forecast this week. Corn, it hovered just above contract lows, attempting to see some consolidation. The March contract up 0.25 cents at the final bell at 4.30¾. Ideas area ceded to Brazil's second corn crop could come in below earlier expectations were supportive, as the economics of growing corn are looking less favorable for farmers there. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Ag Department expects corn seedings in the country to be down by 9% on the year. Wheat futures steady to lower, Minneapolis down 10 cents in the March spring wheat contract at 672 per bushel, Kansas City 4 cents lower in March at 594.5, and Chicago soft wheat holding steady at 597.5 per bushel. Texas winter wheat was pegged at 42% good to excellent. That's down 4 points from an earlier report. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 13th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.